Justice, Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got a guest in the building. And he's running for MKE County Comptroller. We got Michael Harper in the building.
Yes, sir.
Somebody for everybody. That's your slogan.
That's my slogan.
First of all, for those that don't know what a comptroller does. What does a comptroller do?
Great question. It's been one of the best questions asked on the trail this campaign season. Comptroller is responsible for paying the bills, managing the county's debts, working with the board of supervisor and county executive to set priorities for investment, and provides other audit services, due diligence, fiscal analysis to determine the best use of the taxpayers' resources.
Hey, look, if y'all want to tune in and see Michael Harper as we go live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube and join the chat. If y'all got questions, hit me up in the chat on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, or hit me up on the talk to text lines 833-212-1017. Now, this is the county.
Yes, sir.
Comptroller for the county.
You got it.
Not the city of Milwaukee. The county is different.
It is, and there is a city comptroller race going on right now also.
Right, as well. So don't get the two mixed up.
And it has been a mix-up. And, you know, we've been able to sort that out and just continue to educate the voter about the distinction between the two positions that are being ran for. But it's certainly one that we want to make sure that our voters get out and have an opportunity to participate in this election and select the next comptroller.
When it comes to comptrollers, sometimes people be questioning the education level. Can you really handle that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm pretty well prepared for the work. You know, I have a master's in finance from Illinois Institute of Technology. I'm also a charter holder of the alternative investment analyst designation, which I earned along the way in the past couple years. You know, finance and investments have been my study since I was a young man. And so, you know, the qualifications, the experience, you know, I'm fit for purpose.
That's what's up. Fit for purpose.
Yes, sir.
Now, when we talk about Comptroller, Milwaukee County, when we talk about dealing with finances and things like that, what message does that send if you're able to obtain this position? How many blacks have been able to obtain Comptroller of Milwaukee County?
I would be the first to get the job done. Johnny Thomas ran in 2012. He was the first person to really get out there and put Comptroller on anyone's radar. That was the first year that it was actually an elected position. So prior to 2011, it was an appointed position. So it's only been 12 years since we've had this as an elected position. And the retiring person has held that since actually 1990.
So it's almost like a lifetime position at first. It was almost like a lifetime position.
Yeah, because no one really, you know, it's not a position that has a lot of visibility, but it has a lot of influence within government. You know, it's sitting right next to the executive branch and the legislative branch. And, you know, given that it's now an elected position, it's one that brings also the independence that it requires.
Who are you running against? Who's currently the comptroller?
Yeah, so Scott Mansky is retiring.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so it's an open seat.
It was basically an open seat, and so there was there has been another candidate, county supervisor from District 1. She had put her hat in back in June to run for the position. I didn't really learn of his retiring until December.
Okay.
So I'm a really, really new candidate, and you know, I like to say I'm the man that no one sent. Also,
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
So basically, you're just independent trying to get in these seats and make sure that everything is running smooth and you have the qualifications to basically what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and so just a little more background. I spent 5 years previous, 7 years time window. The prior 2 years, I worked at a company, Capital Midwest, as an early stage venture capital investor and helping them raise capital there. And prior to that, I was a Milwaukee County Pension Board trustee, where I served 5 years, volunteered in that capacity, chaired that board, served on every committee, you know, really rolled my sleeves up and, you know, took it like it was a real job, you know, not just a volunteer position. And that gave me the ability to understand not just the pension world, but the interplay right. between government.
And you know, that was a big talk about the pensions.
Yeah.
Especially with this last go around with the sales tax increase, things like that.
Yeah.
How do we stop ourselves from going over the cliff? You know, because I don't know if that last vote section, we really didn't vote. I guess they
thank you.
They took the vote away from the people as far as the referendum
absolutely
is concerned. But how do we stop future increases in taxes due to the fact that we may be involved in a financial cliff?
Well, it's a couple ways to look at it. One, you know, it's a sales tax. So everybody should be thinking about how do we increase sales?
Right.
That means that the city, the county, the region needs to be open for business mm-hmm. and being able to create new and more business revenue opportunities so that the sales tax is paid. That's one thing. In the short term, we need to think about how do we work within the construct of a very faulty piece of legislation that we didn't get a chance to vote on and access some of the resources that they have quietly put in, like the innovation fund, which they said $300 million is to be an innovation fund.
Right.
You know, we need to be, you know, working with the departments and saying, where can we create efficiencies, but also turn that into opportunities that we can invest new money that has a positive return on investment.
Well, okay, for those that don't know what the Innovation Fund is or what it does, what is it? What does it do?
So it's a section within Act 12 that carved out $300 million for basically municipalities to identify ways to create operational efficiency, either through shared services or, you know, looking at ways to leverage technology that, you know, drives efficiencies, you know, in terms of the operations of county or municipal services. You know, so we got the county operates human health and human services is one of the biggest. We have transportation, which is the county buses and the airport. You have parks, cultural facilities, and then you have public safety and corrections. So where is it within that we can find ways that we can, you know, produce basically a baseline of 10% savings that turns into new opportunities for investment? And so it's buried in the document, man. So if you don't spend time digging through these things like I have done for years and years, just trying to follow the money, figure out where it's going, figure out the loopholes, figure out the gamesmanship, you know, we'll miss it.
Right. Now, you've been knocking on doors. Are you door knocking?
Man, we have door knocked, but, you know, county's a big geography.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How do you go about this? I mean, this is not just Milwaukee. You got to go around the county.
Hey, man, I can't give the 11 herbs and spices
now. I'm not trying to get the 11 herbs and spices, but what I'm saying is some of these neighborhoods are not.
Well, you know, but going back to being somebody right. for everybody, you know, you just got to get out there and meet people where they are,
right.
you know, and you have to be willing to build bridges, you know, not just between the communities, but even with our generations. You know, our young people need to be connected to this. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just me saying, you know, I'm going to stay focused on the north side. Man,
right.
I realized early on, just looking at the data, that the south had to be won.
Mm.
So I strategically went there and worked my way back. You know, every day going over there to Franklin, Oak Creek, St. Francis, South Milwaukee, Cudahy, Hales Corners, West Milwaukee, all of those other areas that we don't go deeply into, and just going where the people were and working to build those types of relationships with folks on the ground there. Find incredible messengers, as they call it, people who will advocate for you, and being focused on that type of activity and being intentional about it.
Hey, look, when we come back, I want you to let communities know, people in our community know, how they can support you.
Yes, sir.
And what you need for them to do.
mm-hmm.
for your campaign, and how can they get your information and everything like that?
Absolutely.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we got Michael Harper in the building. He's running for Milwaukee County Comptroller. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Gun with union feet, and I won't do a knees. Moving units through consumer streets, then my shoe release. She was kicking in gratuity, and yeah, G, I was all for it. She said, "Hey, Lamar, you kinda dumb to be a boy. I'ma put you on game for the lames that don't know they're a rookie. Instagram is the best way to promote some."
Scary.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got a guest in the building running for Milwaukee County Comptroller. Michael Harper. Now, look, we've been talking about recently this referendum, mm-hmm. you know, and how do you feel about these referendums and things, certain referendums? Which one sticks out the most? Because the NPS currently has one on the books.
Yeah.
Where they are trying to get more funding. And there's a couple, I think it's something else, but how do you feel about these referendum ideas and people using referendums to get their point across?
I mean, you know, NPS is one of 91 on ballots right now. So it's not the only one. So
right.
We want to make sure that people don't just think that NPS
but
is the only
one.
But
that's the one that's being publicized.
Hey, that's where the headlines go, right?
What you else know, is on the, what's know, on the ballot that we need to pay attention to?
You know, obviously the comptroller race.
Right.
You know, and we need to get out and support, you know, our good brother who's in the city attorney's race.
Oh, of course.
You know, and so those are here's another one that has really been profound for me is uninstructed. Uninstructed on the ballot mm-hmm. is a very savvy political move.
Okay, so explain uninstructed for those that may
yes.
may not be getting that information from the mainstream media, which many of us get those what we should be concerned about, but really this is something right. I've hardly ever hear about.
And so it's another example of how the media will suppress information from people so that they stay uninformed. And so it's just a placeholder on the ballot that the Muslim community has organized themselves around. You know, in Minnesota and Michigan, they went uncommitted, but that was a write-in.
Mm-hmm.
They have used the process to now put it on the ballot. So I'm paying attention because at the end of the day, as an unapologetic black man, I realize that our agenda and our issues don't reach the ballot. We get a lot of noise behind them, but we need to be paying attention how to really start measuring our vote and our influence in a meaningful way so that we have the right conversations in the right rooms and at the right tables
mm-hmm.
so that we can start moving what's important to us forward as other groups are. So these are just a couple things that I'm just paying attention
right.
to that's informing me as a new person in this political process, but someone who's concerned about issues within the community. Oh, you know, we might have the emergence of a real third party coming forward, you know, as a
right.
result of this. So, you know, these are things that
that's
are
powerful.
These are things that are democratic also.
Right. And I'll say this, you know, when we talk about we keep getting involved in this political process and we as a black community, we're asking questions more now than we ever have about result-based ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And now Milwaukee has a lot of the power positions have black faces in it.
That's right.
Okay, now they've been there a couple years now, and a lot of people even raise even more eyebrows on what is, you know, where's the outcomes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's similar to Obama. He went 8 years in office, and a lot of people now make an excuse, oh, he couldn't do this. They were stopping him from doing this and that. But what he wanted to do, he did.
Right.
Okay, I'm just saying a lot of people are raising an eyebrow right now. So when you are saying, hey, give me your vote, what are you saying to the people when you it's your turn to get the comptroller? What are you saying that you will offer the people right now?
And that's a fair and good question from this perspective. You know, they say today, you know, show me your receipts.
Right.
You know, so when I was county on the county board's pension board, you know, we were able to accomplish having a minority asset manager hired after decades of no minority firms managing money for Milwaukee County's pension fund. You know, so I've been an advocate and proponent of, you know, diverse businesses, small businesses. I'm a small business owner myself, been an electrical contractor. You know, I know how challenging it is to compete out here, you know, for just your piece of the pie that you're working hard to secure, to take care of your family and create wealth with. So someone who's already been doing that work, this is just an extension of that work.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times, you know, I shared last night, you know, when big contracts came to Atlanta in the 70s, Maynard Jackson said, hey, man, we're going to have some rules about this. And if these people aren't allowed to participate, we're not building no airport. You know, and so if you don't have that type of, you know, root in you and you're not willing to be a champion for those types of things, that goes back to my Uncle Charles Harper, who was a commando. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm rooted and steeped in those types
right.
of, you know, activist types of behaviors and thinking. You know what I mean? And so when we have fair housing that supported Vail Phillips and Father Grappi, you know, the commandos was right there in the
right.
trench with that. And so
was right there all between 5th and North Avenue.
That's right.
And, 6th and North Avenue.
Right.
I grew up on 5th and North Avenue, right over, and the commandos was right around the corner.
Yeah, so I growing up going to the camp. So, you know, when you have that in you, you know, it's a certain amount of me that just enjoys the work of being in the trench, not in ivory towers, you know, because that's where you can really take the pulse of the people and be able to understand, use that level of compassion and empathy to come up with things that truly can be meaningful and impactful and be unapologetic about it.
Now, what is your information for you if people want to volunteer to help you out? If people want to get involved in your campaign, how do they get involved?
Friendsofmichaelsharper.com. Friendsofmichaelsharper.com. You can go there. You can request a yard sign. You can donate. You know, you can say, hey, I want to make phone calls. But most importantly, at this stage in the game, make sure you touching your people. Take them to early voting while that still is opening.
Right. You know, it's early voting right now.
Yeah, early voting right now. You know, I haven't been a candidate that has had a lot of financial support. You know, I just got out here and done what I've
right.
always done. You know what I mean? And put the work in and let the work show for what it is. And so, you know, I'm not asking anybody to do anything at this point other than let your heart guide you. But more importantly, go out and vote and take five people with you to vote.
Mm, now, who has endorsed you? Have you got any endorsements?
Yeah, and I haven't ran off endorsements.
No, I'm talking about, but they do.
Yeah.
I can probably Google it if they didn't put it out there. They didn't put it out there if they didn't endorse you.
No, I don't have okay. any endorsements on my page.
Oh, okay.
I have lots of friends. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, well, I'm talking about
yeah.
like anybody significant.
There are significant people. You know,
okay.
I haven't ran on that. But there have been, and you know, prominent elected officials, business and civic leaders,
mm-hmm.
you know, as well as clergy. You know, that's just a product of longstanding relationships. So this is just not something that I just say, I need
you. So these are the people that know your work, that have witnessed you be able to handle things and be able to be a positive effect on Milwaukee County.
Absolutely.
Okay, hey, that's what's up. Well, I'm going to give you the last word. What do you want to say to people right now on your behalf as far as getting out and voting for you so you can be Milwaukee County's comptroller?
Listen, I want to just simply say, you know, I'm somebody for everybody. I'm Michael S. Harper. You know, I'm going to continue to be out here, you know, and accessible and available, working for the people. You know, this is a people job, even though you haven't seen this type of visibility given to the position in the past. But, you know, just
right.
like you said, hey, you see me, pull up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. This is the first time I've seen the Milwaukee somebody running for comptroller and come through. You know what I mean? Because that usually is a position that's not a visible position.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does a lot behind the scenes as far as controlling the budget.
Yeah. Well, the board and the supervisors control the budget. You audit it, but it is an influential position
on
because
the
it again comes down to they issued $247 million of bonds.
Right.
You know, for capital improvements. That's meaningful. You know, when them checks get signed, you know.
Keeping an eye on the management of the funds.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Because, they saying, you know, a lot of mismanagement going on.
Yeah. And a lot of times, and I'll just share this as well, we feel it differently
mm-hmm.
because we still are a part of the trickle-down economics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just helping to reposition our seat at the table and our role in the decisions of how the bread is being broken. You know, and so one of the things my good friend in Chicago tells me all the time, he says, Harp, that's my nickname, he says, Harp, break bread with bread breakers, and that's what I do.
Puff. All right, look. Harper for Milwaukee County Comptroller. Slogan, somebody for everybody. Hey, look, the voting is April 2nd, 2024. Early voting is going on now. Hey, look, I appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you, good brother.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This space, tell me, is it really love? If you have to ask if they'll stay.
Yeah, I got somebody I love. Someone who's really important to me, but now they addicted to drugs. Someone who not who they used to be, and we ain't been keeping in touch. I ain't gonna say any names at all, cause I don't want no one to judge. But I wrote the song, I hope when they hear it, they'll never forget who they was. I hope you feeling your spirit enough. I wanna just tell you I love you in case that you really don't hear it as much. I know we ain't talked in a while, but fuck it, I really don't care what it was. I wanna reach out, but you keep on shutting me down, and you ain't been caring as much. What the fuck happened to you? You losing a fight. I never thought I'd see the day that you let addiction ruin your life. Everyone calling that the disease and making you feel like you in the right. But I hate the fact that you really be using that as an excuse to do what you like or do what you might. And I keep on praying and reaching for you. I hope you look in the mirror and see all the things I've been seeing in you. Hope your reflection will send you a message and show you this shit is much deeper than you. If you don't believe in yourself, then you'll never believe in somebody believing in you. When I gotta tell you the truth.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, it's going to be a lot of political ideas coming through. I'm hoping y'all paying attention, Truth Nation, and listening. I think that many times when we talk about politics, it's fed to us, like through the mainstream media. But now I got an open door policy. You can come through and explain to the people what you're trying to do. And I appreciate everybody that's running for office, that's trying to make a change coming through the Tory Lowe Show. I'm trying to get Ron Johnson on. I'm trying to get everybody to come through the Tory Lowe Show so we can sit here and have a decent conversation and an unconventional conversation about trying to see what we can do, or where we fit in as voters. And look, I'm independent, and I look at both sides. I look at all sides. So I appreciate everybody this election cycle for stopping through, talking to your boy Tory Lowe. I think that's powerful. But I want to get to this referendum. And I know that people been talking about the referendum. They finally let at least this referendum get on the ballot, where they trying to get $252 million for NPS. I want to know how y'all feel about this. I want to know how y'all feel about this, because right now we are having issues in the schools, and on this referendum, they're trying to say they're going to get this much money. And I think that we, over the last couple of years, I think we have given monies to NPS. And I don't see where the changes are being made. Maybe it's some mismanagement going on, because I know they're getting money. But here we go. But there's a story that have came out on CBS News. They're talking about a collection of businesses and community leaders. They announced Tuesday it will formally oppose the $252 million referendum in NPS. That's on the April 2nd ballot. This is the Greater Milwaukee Committee. This includes 200 members from backgrounds that include the corporate, healthcare, and nonprofit sectors. I don't know, DJ Brother Z. When we talk about giving more money to these ideas and we are pouring into NPS, sometimes people wonder, is they pouring into a cup with a hole in it? They got raises. We got one of the highest paid superintendents in the state. Where the money going? And not only for NPS, where's all the money going that's coming in to help the city of Milwaukee? Is it being managed correctly? I'm talking about on all sides. Let's not just target one idea. I wish we could audit everything that's asking for money, asking for more money. that should be the clause. If you want more money, we need to audit to see where the money went in the past. And we should see. Because right now, I don't understand it. It's people asking for more money. They taxing the people. Sale taxes is going up. More money. Where the money going? Do we got the story loaded up, DJ Brother Z? Let's listen.
One of the community's biggest collections of business and nonprofit leaders has taken a stance on next week's vote on funding for Milwaukee Public Schools.
CBS 58's AJ Byatt-Poor is live in the studio after talking to the Greater Milwaukee Committee, which announced today it is against the MPS referendum.
And Natalie, Bill, the Greater Milwaukee Committee has about 200 members from backgrounds that include corporate, healthcare, and nonprofits. The committee announced today it is saying no to MPS and its request for an additional $252 million.
Joel Brennan, president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, says he thinks MPS should get more funding, but he also says the process the district has taken with this referendum is not the way to do it.
It's become clear over the last several weeks that this has been a pretty hasty or truncated process, not a lot of opportunity for community engagement or dialogue around this. The size of this is significant, the impact to Milwaukee taxpayers.
Under the referendum, property taxes would go up by about $430 for a home worth $200,000. Oh, wow. It'd be a $540 increase for houses worth $250,000. MPS leaders say they're facing a shortfall because state funding has not kept up with inflation. The question now is whether the district has been clear enough about how another $252 million will improve outcomes for students. Alan Borsick, a senior fellow who follows education at the Marquette Law School, says no.
I mean, what's going to get better if this passes? They haven't answered that question at all.
In a statement, an MPS spokesperson says, quote, the district's referendum plans will avoid a 13% budget cut to schools and a 26% cut to central services. Instead, schools will maintain or slightly increase resources compared to their prior year's budget. Ingrid Walker-Henry, president of the teachers union, says the money would protect the gains from a 2020 referendum, including 68 new music teachers and 56 more art teachers.
There is no parent in this world that will tell you that removing art or removing music from their child's education is what they want.
How that translates to better results in a district where more than half the students are at below basic level in reading and math is a question for voters now and in the future.
Whether this passes or fails next Tuesday, the community is owed that kind of a plan, that kind of a dialogue around these decisions.
All right, look. All right, this is my opinion. This, if you ask it for more money and it's not going to tutors, it's not going to people that help lift up the test scores, okay, I mean, we got art. We like art. We like music. We like that stuff. Hey. I'm gonna tell you this. Why ain't none of the money going to create mentorship programs and tutor programs and things to get some one-on-one with these students so they can, you know, I ain't gonna even say what I was gonna say on the air. I mean, hey, the test scores, the reading scores is low. The lowest in the country, okay? Why wouldn't the money go to that? I would do that. If they was going to take $252 million and concentrate on tutors, concentrate on programs that can help people with the math and the science, give them the extra help they need to get, you know, that little extra help, that little extra boost, I'd probably be for this. But every time they ask for more money, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. They just taxing people. You try to, you know, what they call gaslight us. Goes, oh, we're going to lose our arts and music classes and, you know. But where the tutoring at? These kids got TikTok going crazy with the art.
And they finna ban TikTok. Now, that's what y'all need to be worried about. When they ban TikTok, where are these kids going to have a creative outlet to express themselves at that point? 4187 says, what scares me is the money should go to lowly paid education assistance, but I feel it goes to more administrators who are making $125,000 to $250,000, even though most education assistants are now teaching at $14 extra a day. Most teachers live out of town, so they need to pay a city tax too. I'm for that. And you know, if you're working in the city of Milwaukee, see, this is why it got crazy when they say you can work in the city of Milwaukee and be from out of town or be from outside of Milwaukee. Because they get to come in and get the money, not feed into the tax base, but then take the taxes and things that they, from their check, and put it in their environment. Put it in their township. So all the money actually is going out. It's not coming in. 9069 says, because they don't care about that, Tory. I agree. I'm just stating. Like, if you finna bring in all, you won't ask it for money, and you're not going to address the poor scores, the poor test scores of these kids. If the money ain't addressing that, it's trash. It's trash. It's for everything else but to boost the low test scores. That's a lot of money. And I haven't heard anybody address it. The low test scores. I remember a long time ago, this is why I stopped going to the meetings. You know, we got some of the lowest test scores in the country when it comes to NPS, when it comes to reading and things like that. But one time it went up a point. Like, and they said it was an improvement. I'd just be slapping my hand up against my face up in these meetings. So I don't go to them. It's trash. And then you want to talk about music and art and trying to, you know, pull on people's heartstrings because it sounds good. Get some tutors up in there. Get some food and some better food in the cafeteria and some students that can get some mentorship and some tutoring during school hours where people get paid good enough to come in, get some one-on-ones, teach some math, get in there with the reading, get in there and improve some of them scores. Hey, look, I want y'all to chime in, 833-212-1017. What do y'all think about this upcoming referendum? NPS. They asking for more money, $252 million. What side you on? We going to talk about it when we get back. We got the town on the lines. We got some talk to text. We got some chat. We're going to try to get to everything when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Shoot, yeah, glow. Stomp a little with some shell toes. Yeah, glow. Slapping rap and making bail. Yeah, glow. Two-tone Cartier match the nails. No competition, these stale. Yeah, glow. Curry, no curry, my f***ing layers. Yeah, glow. Say they get money, but I can't tell. Yeah, glow. Keep running circles of Ronnie Snail. Yeah, glow. And my bumping up in the jail. On the glow.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. I want y'all to chime in on this referendum, this NPS referendum. They asking for $252 million. I want to know how y'all feel about it. If y'all want to chime in today, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. We're going to head to the lines. The town, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
What up, Tori?
How you doing, Brother Town?
All good, all good, all good. 456 block in the building. Hey, look, this man, Milwaukee School Superintendent Keith Posley, this man make $258,149,000 a year.
Damn.
He one of the top man, straight up. And
right.
last time I checked, the school's messed up, super messed up. You know what I'm saying? So that don't even fly. Now, look, it's easy, super easy to blame the teachers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the teachers, they doing all the yeoman work. They doing all the work that needs to be done. But we know a couple things. We know, number one, they don't have supplies. It's hard. It's hard to teach some kids without no pencils and papers and iPads or whatnot like that.
What about all the book bag giveaways? I can't count the number of book bag giveaways and supply giveaways they have at the beginning of the school year.
The fact that we have to have that.
Right. But that's been going on for 10 years that I know since I came home from Minnesota. I've seen this every year consistently, and it's growing. So when you say supplies, you meaning like books? Because I went into school They had old books, Torah books that they was giving out to the kids trying to get them to read the books.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a part of me that's saying that they do need this money right there. This is too much, especially on top of, and the school board, they voted to give their own self a bump in pay. What? Like, y'all ain't doing nothing to constitute a raise. Y'all lucky y'all got y'all job. So my main point, though, is, for real, hey, we got to let these guys go from the top down. You know what I'm saying? It really got to start with the superintendent, and then got to start with all the administrators. Because if you really look into the weeds of it, who making money off this situation? Who making the real money? It ain't the little teachers. You know what I'm saying?
It's the administrators.
It's the administrators. The administrators is making all the cake off of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got a job where you can vote to get a raise, I'm going to vote to get a raise.
Every time
and three times on Sunday.
And this is what I'm saying, Town. Like I said, it ain't like I'm seeing the money going to where it needs to be. It's many times where we have done things to get the money into the hands of NPS. But now people raising eyebrows, is it being mismanaged, the money?
I don't even think that's a question. It's not a question that the money's being mismanaged.
Right.
What the problem is, they're not going to let us get an audit.
That's what we need.
No audit.
If you asking for more money, we need to find out where the last money went.
Okay. How about this, though? Okay. Ask me this question right fast. I just thought about this right now. How do we put on the ballot an audit of the NPS school system?
Hey, look, we got to look into
No question about like, is we going to do this or that? There's nothing. Somebody in trouble. No, we just want an audit. Can we have an audit, please?
Look, I'm going to try to dig into that, because I think that many times we don't even know where the last money been going. We just see high salaries and poor conditions. Mr. Honorado, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Peace and good afternoon. How's everybody doing today?
How you doing, Brother Honorado?
I'm doing all right. So I'm an NPS teacher. I'm out here knocking doors for the referendum.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a 15-year special education teacher in the city. I'm NPS born and raised.
That's what's up.
And I'm telling you that this is necessary for us to be able to continue to support our students, not only in every single one of our schools, but also just as public education is a cornerstone of our So I will say that the questions about, like, the previous referendum, we went from in 2014, 2015, having 19% of our students having access to some sort of art and music, to last year, 97% of our students in this district having access to some sort of art and music education.
Well, how much access do they got to tutors and things to improve some of the test scores?
So here's the thing.
Right? I'm just asking.
If you're looking,
because that's the real problem.
So the there's great things happening in every single one of our schools. Every single one of our schools, you're seeing positive movement on a lot of things. And I think if we continue to see the trends move in the way that they're moving, we're going to start seeing a lot of positive stories coming out of Milwaukee Public School. We're seeing a lot of people coming right now, coming from outside of the district, pushing the narrative that the MPS schools are failing at all metrics.
Well, we're just talking about the test scores, the annual scores that come out on the
students. Who are testing on those low scores,
right,
are students with special needs. Those are the kids that we have a significant.
So you're saying that it's special needs that's dragging the scores down?
No, I wouldn't say dragging scores. First of all,
that's what the statement you just made.
Well, what I'm saying is we have more special education students than any other district in the state. A higher propensity, and if you look at charter and voucher schools, which do not have to provide special education services to schools, to students.
So you're saying
let me ask a question.
So you said if we eliminated the special needs scores, that MPS will be at the top of the list. I mean, it's going to rise all the way up. That's what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is that special education scores are being averaged in. And do we need to do more to have our students have what they need? Yes. But should schools...
Because there's some kids ain't even reading on the grade level. They're reading below grade level, and they not special needs. I mean, I deal with a lot of things that's going on.
Who determines what the grade levels are?
Okay.
Who determines why we got to...
I understand that. Hey, you a teacher. I'm not trying to give you no pushback. All I'm saying is... I think that there should be an audit on how the money is spent and where is it going, because we do got
administrators. There's an audit every single year in Milwaukee Public Schools.
Okay, so even every if the year, audit and comes out, when we talk about improvement, where's the space for improvement?
I know this is your time. I know we're running out of time.
I want you to say what you got to say.
Let me tell you this. Whether or not the referendum passes, central office is facing a 26% budget cut. So, like, whether the referendum passes or not, 26% of the first year, $140 million is going to the school district. That does not fill the $200 million budget shortfall that we have. So that $60 million that we have to find somewhere is coming out of central office. Whether or not the referendum passes, 26% cut at central office.
Oh, wow.
If the referendum doesn't pass, that means 16% cut at every single one of our schools, whether they're in 53206, 53207, 53211. It does not, like, a vote for no is a hit on kids, not just central office.
Okay. Hey, look, I thank you for calling in to explain the other side. Hey, look, when we come back, we got guests. And we got some calls on the line. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.